Welcome to RDBA's Morning Fix. Today, my guest is Max Dougherty, Business Development Lead for Bayer Carbon. Max, welcome to the Morning Fix.
Bill, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I got to ask you the first question. What does decarbonization mean? And especially for retail dietitians who want to know more about sustainability, why is this important?
Well, I think, Phil, starting at a high level, decarbonization is the recognition that as a society, we need to transition away from carbon and highly intensive fossil fuels across all industries if we aim to have a hospitable planet for the future and many generations to come. And in the case of the agriculture and food sector, I think that means clearly recognizing the fact that there is a fundamental tension that we need to embrace. And that tension is we have a growing planet of up to 10 billion people by 2050 that we need to continue to nourish and feed, while at the same time recognizing that the agri-food sector, all the way down to the retailer and to the consumer, has a real environmental footprint. And so it's not just about how do we produce more, it's how do we produce better so we can ultimately nourish this growing world while at the same time transitioning the agri-food sector, retail, and consumer foods to net zero.
So Max, you know, fossil fuels are in the news just about every day. And I think that the average person, and certainly the average shopper, thinks about fossil fuels in our food supply being petrochemicals for packaging. What are fossil fuels' role today in agriculture, and how does that need to change?
Well, here's the thing, Phil. You're right to say that there are fossil fuels and fossil fuel related inputs associated within the agri-food system. But agriculture is also one of the greatest carbon sinks that exists out there. So what we're working on at Bayer Carbon is how do we provide farmers with the tools, support, and incentives to ultimately adopt climate smart farming practices, as well as even inputs that help them further reduce the carbon emissions associated with providing the commodities and inputs into our food system, such that we can ultimately ensure that agriculture is sustainable and a much greater carbon sink. So taking emissions out of the atmosphere and bringing them into the ground and into plants rather than creating and emitting emissions.
So we read a lot about the time is running short to do all this. How long will it take realistically for Bayer to be able to work with farmers to make this change?
We're working day in and day out. You know, one of the things about Bayer Crop Science and why we're so well positioned to really, I think, lead the sustainable transformation of agriculture and the agri-food sector, it is the unique confluence of capabilities that we have in digital farming, as well as in R&D innovation. And so, look, it's going to take years, and this is going to be a process that will occur step by step. But we're already working today across millions of acres globally to help farmers through this conservation journey, and believe we're well equipped to not only scale this up for farmers and across the Bayer ecosystem, but also to make sure that decarbonization is scalable for consumer foods and retail companies as well that are ultimately connected to the farmers in the value chain.
So we see a lot of companies, CPG companies, really having initiatives as it relates to sustainability, everything that you're pointing out. So they're on board, but as you point out, it starts with the farmer. So when you go to a farmer and you talk to them about these kinds of changes that Bayer can help them with, what's your reaction?
Well, I think, Phil, there's a lot of enthusiasm among farmers to find ways to be more productive and to be more sustainable. You know, ultimately, a decision that a farmer makes, it's never in a vacuum. If they're deciding to adopt a new climate smart farming practice, like introducing cover crops to their operation, That's a decision that has to be made on balance within the broader context, agronomic context of their operations. So at Bayer, we have thousands of individuals globally, as well as many more partners across the countryside of the U.S. and in other regions working with farmers to really make those decisions, considering the entire agronomic system of their farm, so ultimately they can be more productive, profitable, and resilient. And that's something that just about every farmer's on board with.
So, Max, probably the toughest question that I'm going to ask you is, how do we communicate this to our shoppers? Certainly when we look at retail dietitians being on the front line, whether it's through digital these days or in person, they're a great carrier for these kinds of messages to shoppers from a sustainability standpoint. But what is it that we really want to communicate to that shopper so that we don't overwhelm them? You know, when I talk to shoppers in supermarkets and I talk about sustainability and so on, you can almost see their eyes, you know, glass over, that it's above their head. So how do we communicate this as effectively as possible to the everyday shopper and underscore the importance of it?
It's a really great question, Phil. And it gets at the heart of why we at Bayer have launched Project Carbon View, which really aims at developing the digital infrastructure for not only footprinting the emissions and sustainability profile of the farm and ultimately the commodities that are produced on that farm, but actually being able to seamlessly track the emissions associated with a product that starts at the farm gate, but that goes all the way through the value chain to ultimately land on a retail shelf and in a consumer's shopping cart. And it's through, I believe, this type of digital infrastructure to connect the value chain that we can get at what you asked about, Phil, which is how do we clearly communicate to consumers what truly is sustainability? I think concepts like actually having an eco score that describes environmental attributes associated with a given product, like the total GHG emissions associated with it from cradle to grave, is a great way to really get clear with consumers, your retail dietitians, and everybody else involved on why a given product is aligning with their personal preferences of having a responsible environmental footprint. Comes down to the technology and how we bring them. I think that this key information points like the GHGs associated with a given product production. And we think Project Carbon View could be a big part of that solution.
I think you're 1,000% correct. And the most important way that we can empower consumers and CPG companies is to align with their values. And everyone that I speak with, from CEOs of retailers down to, you know, the consumers and the people who work in store, all have the wind at our back, if you would, on this. We know that we've got to do things. We know we've got to make these changes in order to have a planet to survive on and to have the, you know, best tasting, best quality foods available. So, you know, I think you're 1,000% correct. I also know that you've developed a partnership with Amazon. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the Project Carbon View that I referred to. It's in conjunction and collaboration with Amazon, as well as another one of our partners, Bushel. And as I mentioned, it's really aimed at creating the digital infrastructure for connecting the entire value chain. So ultimately that when Phil, a farmer institutes climate smart farming practices and really works to improve the sustainability and stewardship of their operation, that those improvements, those emission reductions that are associated with the concrete action that they're taking can ultimately connect to a processor, to a food manufacturer, and to a retailer so that, as we mentioned in our just prior discussion, consumers can be aware of the fact that the product that they're buying comes with these environmental attributes that are prioritizing sustainability.
And when the consumer is aware of it, they're much more likely to buy those products from those farmers and from those brands that have this alignment with what they want. So I think education is key to this. And Max, thank you for doing a great job on this with every farmer that's out there and changing our world for the better.
Thank you, Phil. I really appreciate having the time to have the conversation with you. I think you summed it up very well. Companies are invested in this, not because it's obviously the right thing to do, but also because consumers increasingly are expecting that the brands that are presented to them have sustainability at the core of their brand promise. And we're really pleased to be a part of enabling that future all the way across the value chain from farmer to consumer.
Max, thank you today for joining us on The Morning Fix.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me.